I've always craved to be seen, but I always thought to some extent being seen is bad. It's too much, or there's ego in being seen. Like, you know, by putting myself out there, I'm going to become some douchebag of a girl. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I realized why I pursued acting in the first place. Like, I wanted to be seen so bad, and I never felt seen fully in my family. And so I thought I wanted to be famous, but really I just wanted to be seen.
The more that I allow myself to be seen, I'm just seeing like this like domino effect of receiving, right? Yeah. So it's like either you're seen and receive, and then you receive and then you're seen.
Yeah. We think by presenting ourselves a certain way in different rooms, we're actually helping ourselves or like protecting ourselves. But I think the more I really leaned into who I was, the more amazing, incredible people I have drawn into my life.
Hiding is fucking exhausting. It's so exhausting. Like sitting at home, fighting yourself on like, do I show up on social media? Do I not show up on social media? Do I put myself out there? Do I not put myself out there? That is such a waste of my energy. I'm like, it's just so much better to let you see me. And if you don't like me, that's okay too.
Welcome to the Fully Expressed Podcast.
We're your hosts, Karenna
and Samantha.
And this is a show where we're inviting you into your fullest expression in life, love, and business.
Enjoy. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Unstructured, the mini series that Corinne and I are dropping at the end of every month where we get raw and real on specific topics that we feel super passionate about.
Today's episode is all about being seen because we want to flip the script around like, this is so scary. Like, ultimately, like, being seen is the best thing that you could do. Like, I think as a little girl, like for so long, and like what we talked about with Randy, like I was so scared to be seen for being different, for being authentic. And ultimately, it is the key to life. Like if you start to really show up as yourself and feeling confident to just lean into your desires, what's like, I want to be creative, do the creative thing. If you feel a certain way, share that certain thing. Like being seen is good.
Yeah, on Sam's branding episode, the personal branding episode we just released, I think about how she was even saying that when she really leaned into like what she loved and even bright colors and all these things, like really her social media exploded. And I think about that in every aspect of life, like your friendships deepen, you get better relationships, say you get better opportunities. Like the more you lean into who you are without filtering yourself or censoring online, in person, anywhere, you really do end up just living a really joyful life, like a lot of opportunities and experiences. And I think it can be difficult at times too, but there's so much like, there's so many lessons in that experience and so many opportunities.
You will find yourself when you allow yourself to be seen.
Yeah.
And it could be in relationships, friendships with other women, a room of men, in relationship with a man, in your business. Like the more comfortable you are just yourself, I know that's like such a concept, you will literally receive the life that you want.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that we think by presenting ourselves a certain way in different rooms, we're actually helping ourselves or like protecting ourselves. But I think the more I really leaned into who I was and just embracing that and loving all of me, the more amazing, incredible people I have drawn into my life. And I don't think I ever would have had these relationships if I didn't actually get to a place where I loved myself and I felt like I was just able to be me.
Did you have a positive relationship with being seen?
No, I was so shy. I actually am so grateful for the time I moved to LA when I did, I've told you this before, but I did improv and acting classes, and that really, that's probably the scariest thing I've ever done because I wanted so badly. I didn't realize, it's so interesting because I come from different forms of trauma, and I realized when I healed myself to the extent that I could say I honestly love myself, I realized why I pursued acting in the first place. Like I wanted to be seen so bad, and I never felt seen fully in my family. And so I thought I wanted to be famous, but really I just wanted to be seen. And when I was taking acting classes and taking improv, it was terrifying. You're in front of people, you're putting on this, you know, you're acting, whatever. And in improv, even more, because in improv, you're not really acting, you're being yourself. I think that it opened me up to realizing like, oh, other people are struggling to be seen. And oh, actually, these people are receiving me. Oh, they're laughing. I made them laugh. That's amazing. And I think it did kind of in a way really helped me to be seen. And then I was like, oh, I don't actually care about being an actor or being, you know, famous or anything like that. It was really just this deep, deep need to be loved and seen. What about you? Well, I know you were also shy when you were
younger. Yeah, I've always been shy. Super sweet. The sweet soft girl era. I think my relationship was being – I think, again, the same as you. Like, I've always craved to be seen, but I always thought, to some extent, being seen is bad. It's too much or there's ego in being seen. Like, I'm – you know, by putting myself out there, I'm going to become some douchebag of a girl. You know what I mean? Like
– yeah.
There's some people, there's like, there's all these misconstructions. And I just think that being seen is ultimately so good. I feel like there's been so much rewiring of my nervous system and allowing myself to be seen in friendship, allowing myself to be seen in my business. I'm so comfortable with showing up online. Maybe it's just like, but that took a muscle to be like that. Like, I feel so comfortable being in a room of men. Like, I actually find right now that like I want to create more comfortability with being seen in the group of women. Like, but every layer that I let more people in, of course, I'm not like being naked in front of all these people, like vulnerably, you know, like I'm not going into a room of women and like all of a sudden like
vomiting all
my problems on them. But I'm allowing them to see me in my evolution, in my process. I'm being honest about where I'm at. I'm being authentic. I'm being real. I'm being curious. I don't have to have all the right answers. I don't have to be the wise person in the room. Like, I don't have to be just the listener. Like, I am allowing myself to be seen. And I just keep repeating back to myself, like, being seen is good.
Yeah.
Being seen is good. Or being seen is, like, ultimately the best thing that I could do. Because the more that I allow myself to be seen, I'm just seeing, like, this, like, domino effect of receiving.
Yeah.
And, you know, people talk about receiving is so scary. I also navigated, like, not knowing how to receive. Because it's so vulnerable. You're allowing yourself to be seen, right? Yeah. So it's like either you're seen and receive, and then you receive and then you're seen.
Yeah.
And being seen and receiving is vulnerable, but it is ultimately what I think God really planned us to do. Like, I think my soul specifically came here to this earth to learn the lesson of being seen. And God was like, you know what? I'm going to teach you how to love yourself fully and allow the world to see you, because by doing so, that is how you're going to ultimately live your destiny. Like, you're ultimately going to receive your purpose was in allowing myself to be seen, because hiding is fucking exhausting.
It is.
I mean, so exhausting. Like, when I think about, sorry, one last little spiral. Like,
tell me.
It's so exhausting. Like, sitting at home, fighting yourself. On like, do I show up on social media? Do I not show up on social media? Do I put myself out there? Do I not put myself out there? What did that friend think of me? Did they think of this? Are they judging me? Are they not judging me? I was like, that is such a waste of my energy.
Yeah.
At this point. I'm like, it's just so much better to let you see me. And if you don't like me, that's okay too.
Yeah.
I love me. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know?
I do know. I was going to say, I feel like you and I both were very big space holders. And I think in a way, a space holder is also a wall, a protection field, because you don't have to, like, people would always ask, how are you? And I'd be like, I'm great. I'm good. Fine. You never felt, or like, I think it was easy not to go deeper into what was actually going on underneath, because you felt like that was not your role. Your role was to hold the space for people. And I think what you're speaking to and what I've experienced too is the more you allow yourself to be seen, the more you're like, oh, I get to be held too. And it's beautiful. It feels so good. Like, you actually finally get to feel seen by someone other than maybe your partner.
Or yourself.
Or yourself, yeah. Yeah, but I actually even think when you open yourself more to others, you actually see yourself more clearly too.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
what has helped you? Because you have opened a lot this year. Like, I watch you in groups like of our friends and other women and like-minded, and I just see you blossoming so much and sharing so much more. I mean, it's not like you were a closed book before, but I just see you really like embracing you and finding new parts of yourself and expressing them. It's really, really beautiful to watch. But I'm just curious, like, what it feels like on your end, or like what do you do when those like feelings come up that you don't want to – the hesitation, how do you push through it?
I mean, it's interesting because I don't really hesitate. Like, if you ask me, I don't hesitate anymore. Mm-hmm. I think my natural thing of being in the room is, like, I just love listening. Mm-hmm. I love being the observer. Especially, I think the only room that gets, like, quote-unquote overwhelming is big groups, because I'm like, oh, like, I'm just observing everyone in the room.
Yeah.
And big groups, like, it's not that I don't want to be seen. Like, there's no part of me being scared to be seen, but I'm just so consumed with listening. Mm-hmm. I think I'm so consumed with curiosity that I'm like, wait, tell me more. And so I think that's always been my double-edged sword of, like, even I've told you this, like, I'm just so divinely curious of the other person. Mm-hmm. I love when people are divinely curious of me. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing that I've given myself permission to is to allow myself to be more divinely curious. Like, I just love listening.
I mean, I do too, but I'm curious more, what do you do? How do you get past the part of you that wants to keep asking questions but not share more about you?
I mean, if I have something to say, I'll say it now. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'm like, I don't have anything to add value here. Mm-hmm. Not even that I don't have add value, but I don't have thoughts to add. Yeah, that's kind of my thoughts. I mean, I observe you and you add value all the time to mm-hmm. conversations. Do you ever hold back?
I don't think so anymore. I mean, I don't know. There is, I have been trying to observe more and realize, like, try to only give advice if it's invited or it makes sense. I think before I felt like I always had to be of service and, like, give advice or and now I feel I'm recognizing that there's certain people in my life, like, they really just want you to listen. They don't necessarily want your advice. And it's actually, it feels better not to give it, because I can just listen and say, wow, I really feel that. I'm sorry you're going through that. Mm-hmm. Whereas the other, I think I am such a problem solver that I want to fix the I think that's part of my people pleasing too. Like that, I mean, with Austin for so long, my husband, like, he would shut down emotionally and then I would just want to make it better. I would just want to fix it. I would want him to be happy. I'm like, what's wrong? How can I think that is in my nature. I don't like to see other people feeling upset or down. And now I think I'm more comfortable just accepting their discomfort, like sitting in that and not having to fix it right away, like honoring mm-hmm. what they're feeling. Or, you know, if they're like, actually, I don't want to talk about, like, even when you say like, oh, I'm triggered or I don't want to talk about this, or anyone in my life is like, actually, I don't want your advice. I'm just like, okay, cool. I can hold that space. Mm-hmm. I've got you. Like, I love you. No worries. Mm-hmm. And I think before I would have definitely been like, well, are you sure? Like, let's talk about it. You know, I'd poke at it, which probably made it worse, really. Now I'm just like, okay, mm-hmm. I don't have to give advice all the time, or I don't have to, you know, unless I feel called, like I want to share something that I think would really help or improve.
I think that's a different part of me too. Like, I've definitely anchored that as well, where I'm like, I don't have mm-hmm. to add value all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to, like, today with my mom, for example, she was going off and I was like, I could totally lean in here. And then she did say, she's like, this is my thing. And I was like, all right, not my responsibility.
Yeah.
And she wants to process that on her own. I think the edges on where I let myself be more seen now is, like, where, for example, before I used to, like, filter what I would say. I think about this with, like, text messages with friends. I used to be like, oh, like, can I say this? Can I say that?
Like, I did that.
Is this allowed to say that? Now I just kind of, like, respond the first thing that comes to my mind. Like, I don't hold back what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Whether they receive it or not, I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
And I am just trusting my voice. Like, whatever wants to come through, I'll say it.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
More when it's relevant to me,
yeah,
not like relevant to, that's the part where I feel like being relevant to other people, it's like that's been my role my whole life, where I live mm-hmm. through other people. But I think now it's like, okay, when it's relevant to me and in relationship to myself, if I feel like I want to say something, I'm just gonna say it.
Yeah,
you know, like, let's say, for example, the other day we went to Fermentation Farm yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Past version of me probably wouldn't have texted you like, hey, no more Fermentation Farm for me. That made me so gassy. But I would say that to people that I would feel really close to.
Yeah.
Now,
you feel like if you would say it to anyone.
True to me, I'm going to say that to anyone.
Yeah.
Like, I'll drop that in a group text with like 10 people that I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't really care. Versus like if I felt more safe and connected to someone, I would wait to only share that with the person that I felt more safe and connected with.
Yeah. I'd agree with that.
Now I'm more seen because I'm like, look, I'm just going to say the thing. If you land with it, great. If you don't, you don't, and you don't respond, I don't care either.
Yeah.
That has been a bigger permission to allow myself to be seen.
Mm.
To just say whatever's on my mind.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've always been inflicted with saying what's on my mind. But I would say before, I would second guess everything. I also think, you know, I'm not really triggered by much anymore in friendships, especially. So like I can hold discomfort way more than I could when I was younger. But I think the old me would have written my response 20 times or like thought about it or sent it and then regretted it or thought I should have said something else or all that internal like shame and fear. And did I say the wrong thing? Like, I don't feel bad anymore. I think I'm just at a place where if I said it, it was meant to be said and it can just land however it's meant to land. And I can all... What did Keisha say to us? Like, ask for forgiveness, not permission. And I think that's kind of how I feel. But I think especially in the last couple years of deepening friendships with women, it's also taught me to just not get flustered by things. Like, to realize that a lot of times, now that I'm more vulnerable or open and I have these deeper friendships, like sometimes you or me or, you know, some of our other friends, like they're just processing in real time or they're just expressing how they're feeling in the moment. It's not about me. It's not personal. It's not an attack on me. Mm-hmm. And I think in the beginning, as I was starting to be more vulnerable and like, is she mad at me? Did I do something wrong? Like, you know, because I had never opened up in that way to friendship. I always was the really like the one that held the container. Mm-hmm. So I think the more you show yourself, like you're going to go through that process of like thinking maybe someone is feeling a certain way. I had to navigate what that feels like to sit in the discomfort of actually showing all of myself mm-hmm. and sharing all of myself.
Yeah. And ultimately, I think what we're trying to say and like what you're trying to say is like being seen is inherently good.
Yeah.
You know, like allowing yourself to be is good. And mm-hmm. I think the more that we can lean into that's great because – you know, we're more unfiltered in our relationships, but they're yeah. so much richer. Like, yeah. I will say, like, the one beautiful thing of thinking that being seen is good is that my relationships and my life are so much richer. They yeah. feel so much more nourishing. They don't feel one-sided. And that is so good. I want relationships that are richer and nourishing. I remember I used to be like, oh, I just want the relationships where it's give and take on both sides. Yeah. And I was like, but I wasn't giving. So. Yeah. They wouldn't be able to give back, you know?
Yeah.
So I think the more that we can be ourselves and work through the shame or the thoughts and realize that it is good,
yeah.
let ourselves be good. And I also think the other thing that's great about it is that you find your voice in that. Like, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, that's what Corona sounds like, you know? Or like, wow, I didn't know I had that power in my voice. Or, wow, I didn't know I could speak so clearly and well-spoken. Or, wow, I didn't know I could deliver that so eloquently. Like, you find yourself in the expression.
Yeah.
And that is what's beautiful, allowing yourself to be seen in the expression.
And I told you the other day, I think because I wanted a sister my whole life, or sisters, you know, and I grew up with a brother, I didn't know what that meant, you know. And I think by being vulnerable and also allowing others to be vulnerable fully together, it actually brought that style of relationship that I had never had before, you know, because I know, like, I could tell you anything. And even if, worst case scenario, you judged me in the moment, I know you wouldn't, but even if you did, I know that you could hold me in that, you know, and you could be like, well, I'm shocked by this. I'm not very happy, but I will hold you in this, you know, or whatever. I think that when there's always a part of you that's holding back, your friendships and relationships can never get to the depth you're actually craving them to be. And I didn't realize that until I opened myself up to receiving that. And also realizing, like, we've had tough conversations. I feel like we can get through anything now because we've shown each other the depths of ourselves and the messy parts of ourselves and the frustrated parts of ourselves. And I think I wish that more women and men too felt safe to be all of themselves, but particularly women, because I think we do sometimes hold ourselves back with other female friendships. And I really believe the more you allow yourself to fully be seen, one, you'll attract your tribe, and two, you'll get to a depth in relationship that actually your soul wants.
Mm-hmm. It feels so good when you can be like quirky and real in front of the person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it feels so good, you guys.
Just do it.
You know, like, just do it. You know, the other thing I think about, I'm going to make a post on this about my personal brand, but, you know,
she's back, often, everybody. I'm just kidding.
How much have you ever heard someone say, like, I just want more of you?
Yeah.
They're like, I feel that with friends too sometimes. I'm like, I really love this person, but like, I want more of you.
Mm-hmm.
And
or you want them to feel safe enough to know that you can hold them in the truth of who they are because you see it. Because you and I think see people so clearly, but I think they don't always see themselves. And you can tell when someone's holding back. Yeah. You're just like, come on now. Come on.
But the more that I let myself be seen by them, usually it welcomes them into the same thing, you know? So, yeah. And if we take this into like a business route, like this also is ultimately the best thing for your business. I mean, not everyone can do this. Like if you're listening to this episode and you were like feeling called to be seen, I don't think everyone's path is to be seen on social media.
Yeah.
On stages, in business. But if you do feel called to that, like, it is one of the most beautiful paths to mm-hmm. allow yourself to be seen in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone can do that. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But allow yourself to be seen.
Yeah. Something I think by showing up more on social media, especially lately, I've noticed is, wow, how supportive so many people in our life are. And I'm supportive of them, you know, so why wouldn't they be? But I think you'll be surprised by how many people want to see you succeed. And I think there is a shift happening, at least in our world, where women are really supporting women and realizing, Sam said it in our chair in the personal branding episode of, you know, women are collaborators, not competitors. And I think that's true of all people. Like, we can all collaborate. There's enough for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I think the more we realize that, the more we can be seen, because we can encourage others to be seen too. Mm-hmm.
The more you see yourself, the more you embrace someone else's. Ultimately. Well, anyways. We just want to remind you guys.
To be seen.
I mean, being seen feels so good. It's so magnetic. Like, there's so many. It's so rich. I mean, you find miracles in being seen. It's so healing. Yeah. You know those moments in your healing journey where like, whoa, that surprised me. And wow, I didn't realize how much I needed.
Mm-hmm.
It comes through the being seen part.
Mm-hmm.
And like trusting that being seen is good.
Yeah, I think too, when you walk into a room and you are drawn to someone, you know, when people describe, oh, that person walks in a room and they're so magnetic. They're so likable, they're so energetic, whatever. The only thing is they're being authentically themselves. They're walking in with confidence. They love themselves, whether maybe not in that moment, they're loving themselves. And I would argue probably a lot of the time they love themselves, but that's what makes people magnetic, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, magnetic to what you desire in this world.
Yeah.
The other thing, it's like allowing yourself to be seen also gives a signal to God, the universe, whatever you believe in, be like, oh, this is what she wants.
Yeah.
She wants the relationship. She wants the business. She actually really wants the love of her life to see her. She's craving that richness. And so in order to receive that, again, we have to be good with being seen.
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
So go do it. Go be seen.
Go be seen.
Challenge yourself.
And Sam and I are leading a workshop on this, but I think by the time this runs, it will be over. However, if you did not know, we have launched Rituals to Results, which is a monthly immersion that is available for you to sign up for and remove the BS, allow yourself to be seen, create and focus on your business, and actually move the needle in your life. We are not here for more fluff. We are here to
get results. Down to business.
And you also get to build incredible relationships with other women in a mastermind container that want to see you, that want to celebrate you and want to see you succeed. The kind of relationships that's like, I genuinely want to help to see you succeed in your life.
Yeah. And wellness, create capacity, become more embodied, all of the above.
Yeah. So if you're interested, you can send us a message on Instagram.
Comment deep dive.
Deep dive. And we will send you more details.
Till next time.
We hope you loved today's episode and that it sparked something in yourself on your journey to becoming more fully expressed.
Don't forget to check the show notes for all the details and resources from today's conversation. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review.
We'd love to hear your thoughts and takeaways as it really helps us to create better content that actually serves you.
This week, we invite you to show up even more as you, more honest, more real, more expressive in your life and business. And we'll see you on the next one.